This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Susie Levine. She served as the ambassador representing the United States in Switzerland and Liechtenstein for 3 years while President Obama was in office. Susie, that reminds me, you mentioned the Swiss franc. Switzerland chooses to be off the team when it comes to the euro. There's 20-some countries that have the euro and all the same coins jangling in their pockets. And you come into Switzerland, and what? They've got the Swiss franc still. And in practice, a tourist can sweep through Switzerland and just spend their euros. But it's nice to have the local currency. Do I understand correctly that Switzerland might like to join the euro, but then they would have to have euro standards, and they wouldn't be able to have their anonymous banking, and they make a lot of money by letting people hide their money in Switzerland? I mean, you pay to have your money. You don't get interest. You get negative interest if you want your money in a bank account there.
Well, I'm not a Swiss banker, and I'm not a member of the Swiss government. I'll let them talk about the role that their banking plays in their economy. I will say that as ambassador, one of the big clouds at the outset of my time was the Swiss banking and the work that we did. And we worked very closely with them to resolve those issues and to restore banking for U.S. citizens in Switzerland. And at least my understanding is that most, if not all, of the banks have made sure that they are compliant with U.S. laws and with U.S. requirements with regards to reporting. I just want to put that out
okay,
there.
Okay, that's good.
With regards to the Swiss franc, so they are not in the EU.
Right.
The euro is for EU members. And they are not in the EU, and they're not about to be in the EU.
Okay. So you can't have the euro unless you're in the EU?
Right. And they are in the Schengen area.
Right.
So you don't need a visa when you come into Switzerland from other places in Europe, but they are not in the EU, hence not the euro, but the Swiss franc. And you're right. The Swiss franc is one of, if not the strongest currency in the world. And as a result, has very different dimensions